Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Sunday morning. Listen, it is Champagne Sunday around here. Did you know that it is bubbly? Listen, it is August 28, 2022, 3 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 4 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Patani. This show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors, which is the natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gum. Yeah, baby. Listen, visit GumbaRum.com online for all your rum libation. Yes, you can get some Gumba Rum online. Listen. Stop wondering and trying to figure out if you can actually get some Gumba Rum online. Yes, you can. We will ship you some Gumba Rum online. Okay, so there's that. Now, listen, if you are in Boston or Florida, we have different locations where you can actually walk up and go purchase your Gumba Rum. You know what I'm saying? It's delicious. Listen. Let me tell you guys. I'm not joking. Let me tell you something. My family loves it. And listen, my sister-in-law, she doesn't even drink her liquor. She loves the stuff. Let me tell you. It is wicked smooth, baby, my darlings. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you guys some super bad music going today by independent artists JJ, the Wiki One, and Hollow Echoes and Neon Black Drinks. Now, listen, y'all know sometime I do some breaking news. I am telling you, I was sitting here contemplating, do I even want to talk about this? Listen, it is so terrible and so hard. I'm like, oh, my God, will I ever be able to stop talking about what just came across? Listen, breaking news. Oh, Jesus, help me on today. Listen. This is insane. This is totally insane. Listen, people. There is so much that's going out. I don't say that everybody needs to be walking around with a weapon or whatever. But I'm telling you, this has to do with family. Now, listen, let me calm down. You would think I was related to other people or something. Let me calm down. Listen, this happened in Lake and McHenry County. Now, if you know anything about Illinois or Chicago, you know that Lake and McHenry County is a very, very upscale county. McHenry County, we used to do a lot of business in Lake and McHenry County. We used to do a lot of mortgages. So, let me just say, it's upscale. You hear what I'm saying? Let me put that out there first. But listen, this dude is on a $10 million bond for allegedly raping a child. Now, listen, not only did he rape the child, it is a relative of his. This is the thing. The whole thing is the thing. I don't know which one is worse. Over 100 times. Do you hear what I'm saying? Oh, my God, I could kill that man. Thank God I don't know him. But listen. I could kill him myself. So, listen, $10 million, which is quite a bit. But for a county, McHenry County, it needs to be more than that because, you know, upscale, Lake and McHenry County, they got money up here. You got money. You got clean money up there. So, listen. Oh, my God. Now, I don't want to break down the counties according to clean and dirty money. But, listen, it is an upscale county, clean money mostly. You know, so listen, $10 million bond for this man who allegedly raped this child over 100 times, and we're talking about a family man. Oh my God, family man! Can you tell? You know, we need to be living back in the rifleman days where they hang people. They would just need to hang him up, not by his head, but by his flaws. You know what I'm saying? This is just nuts, insane. So listen, the judge ordered the man to be held on $10 million bond after prosecutors alleged he sexually assaulted this child relative over 100 times over a span of years near Round Lake. Oh, my God. I know that area. Listen, let me tell you something. This guy is 36 years old, the one that did the crime, this horrible crime, 36 years old. And what happened? See, what happened? The victim, the girl, she's now in her early teens. She came forward on Friday, and she couldn't take it. 100 times? My God, I would have been running for the hills. But listen, she came forward on Friday and reported to her school counselor that her relative was sexually abusing her. She couldn't take. My God, I can't even imagine. Over 100 times? Who does that to a kid? My God, for real. I would top his ass up. You hear what I'm saying? Listen. This is insane. So listen, this is reported. Breaking news. They got his picture all over this place. Listen, let me tell you something. This is MSN.com, and so this is journalism from MSN.com. This is great. So listen, if I was doing the news, which you guys already know my background is journalism, but this is crazy. Could you imagine me reporting this story on camera? Could you imagine? I wouldn't go crazy because you can't do that as a journalist. But listen, this is insane. So listen, let me move on from here because this is crazy. And then there was another one. Tell me, it is just crazy sickness. There was another incident that broke about 2 hours ago. Another nice area. Let me see if I can get this back up here. So listen, it was another nice area, in Chicago. A father shot his son in the stomach. It was some type of home domestic problem. I don't know. They didn't really say what they were quarreling about. The police was called. The father shot the 19-year-old in his belly, and they rushed him to the hospital. He had to be in emergency surgery, and they got him. So he is currently in stable condition. He's okay. But I'm telling you, a dad shooting his father in the belly. Jesus Christ, what is going on? You know, if you can't handle yourself, just check yourself in. Check yourself in. And I'm not talking about check yourself into to the police. I'm talking about check yourself into the nut house. I'm telling you. So listen, also before I get to the music, we're going to move past Chicago. We're going to go to the French Quarter, Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Louisiana. This happened. A man walks out of a French Quarter bar. Now, this is crazy. What is wrong with these people with these guns? You know what I mean? He walks out of a bar. First of all, just knowing he's inside of the bar with the gun. You know what I'm saying? Now, this happened at 3 a.m. He walks out of the bar and just goes nuts crazy and just starts shooting. 3:31 a.m. He walks out of the bar and just goes nuts crazy shooting. I mean, you know, thank God nobody was killed. One person got hit. A 30-year-old man was hit twice, and so he's okay. But, I mean, it's just like crazy around here. It's just crazy. I'm telling you, it's crazy. So, listen, let's get on to the good stuff. Listen, got some music. Y'all already know where this music being heard. Who listening to this music, y'all? You know it. Your music is being heard by people all over the world, baby. People all over the world. It is smash hit goodness around here. Listen, if I have to say these words one more time, somebody going to be up under the bar. They know I cannot function and operate during this show without my drink. Do I have to keep asking for my drink? You know what I'm going to do? Y'all know I'm entertained, so please don't write me no letter saying I need to go to AA, Alcoholics Anonymous. Please don't do that because I'm not sitting up here drunk. So listen, I think what I'm going to do, listen, y'all, I'm going to play the song by JJ because JJ, I like JJ. And listen, the name of the song is Get Up. I'm going to play this in 1 second. Let me tell y'all something. You know what we should do? And so I won't have to be Roxanne doesn't want to leave. Now, she got fired the other day. She keeps coming back because she's in love with Rodney for whatever reason. I keep telling her the light is on down the street and just go to the hotel down the street. So listen, what I'm going to do so I can get rid of everybody in this bar, what I'm going to do, you know when you go out and it's real big in Atlanta, it's real big in the ATL. It's big everywhere, I guess. But listen, where they have the oxygen, where you can sit to the bar, and you're not really smoking a cigarette, but they have, what do you call them things, where they're inhaling, you're taking, you're inhaling, and you're smoking, or the oxygen bar, whichever one you want to call it, the oxygen bar. But instead of inhaling, listen, y'all know where I'm going with this, instead of inhaling the oxygen, I could sit here in the engineer booth and just inhale my gum by Rob. You know what I'm saying? So listen, we got a couple things going here. You can have your gum, because I love to chew my gum, you can have your gum soaked in alcohol, right? And so you got to make your ice gum, and then you can chew it at work, so you can be sloppy drunk at work, and you want, your boss will get on your nerves because you'll be too drunk to give him a flying flip, whatever he's saying. So you just chew your gum. You'll be having your gum around while you're at work, right? So you got your chewing gum, you know, and then you got your chocolate. You know, we have the chocolate. And now listen, the oxygen bar where you just inhale it. Instead of it being oxygen, you're having your gum around. So there. That's the way it's going to go down, baby. Listen, so right now, it's Get Up, Get Up, Get Up, Get Up. My artist, JJ, the Wicked One. Check it out. This is Get Up, Baby.
Get up, get up, and let them problems go away. Tonight, we gonna have a party. Get up, get up, we don't care what the haters say. Get up, get up, get up, get up, yeah.
One and only Wicked One, coming in with the vicious skills, fulfilling them. Everybody thinking that I'm done, but they're so dumb. Broke the tie down, now I'm here in the forefront. About to get it lit up like a wick. If you've been down and out, you need to get up off the crib. Yeah, we about to have a party tonight. Gonna break out the crown and some cold Coors Light. Sometimes we get depressed, or maybe it's just life getting you stressed in. Or maybe you lost a loved one, feeling hurt. Or maybe you got your heart broke by your girl. Regardless, this here is for you. You gotta get up and shake off the downer blues. There isn't nothing wrong with having a little fun, and you only live once, so come on, get up.
Get up, get up, and let them problems go away. Tonight, we gonna have a party. Get up, get up, we don't care what the haters say. Get up, get up, get up, get up, yeah.
Get up off the floor, get up off the couch. Get up out the bed, man, that ain't what you about. You might be feeling down, but you ain't up on the couch.
Get up, get up, get up. Let me tell you something. Y'all know what? His music, I was listening to his song. I love that song, Get Up, Get Up. It's hot. It's funky fresh. And it is the bomb. It is fresh goodness. It is fresh. It's fresh goodness. Let me tell you something. So you know I'm about giving independent artists merchandising ideas. Not me, but Spirit. Spirit always shows up with different ideas and techniques and things to do because I don't believe in starving artists, okay? We ain't starving around here for no meals, okay? And we ain't doing that. So listen, let me tell you something. With JJ, sports, you know, sports. You don't see, I'm not sure, maybe a lot of people doing it. I don't know, but I have, because I don't search the internet for ideas. I don't do that. Just in case anybody is wondering, I do not do that. I play the music, I listen, and whatever comes up in spirit, that's what I say. So listen, with JJ, you can incorporate sports items, sports. I'm talking about merchandise. I'm talking about millionaire music and different streams of income. We don't do one-check wonders around here. We don't do that. We ain't doing one-hit wonders. We ain't doing one-check wonders, okay? It is about helping independent artists. You know what I'm saying. So listen, JJ, you can incorporate sports items as your souvenirs and your merchandise. So if, of course, your fan, when you connect with your fan base, so it's all about that connection with our fan base, is right? And so what you're doing is not selling items for them to have a sports game, like footballs and things like that, basketballs. You're not doing that for them to, of course, play with those things. They're going to have those items in their home, and they're going to want it because they are your fans. They are going to purchase. If you have a football, like your team, so it's like your team, like Atlanta Falcons or whatever, New Orleans Saints or whatever, you're going to be your team. It's going to be your team. So you have your basketball or your football, whatever item you choose, and it's going to have on there, JJ, the Wicked One. You know, because you're your team. Your team is your team. And then it's going to be a sports item with your signature, and it's going to be your merchandise. And so your team, who is Team JJ, is going to purchase their merchandise, going to purchase whatever you have to offer, and it's going to be on your website. That's why you got to have your website, guys. You got to have your website or be in the works of building your website or some platform where you can offer. And so we can do this on Instagram as well, because you know you can set up your store on Instagram. It is so super easy, you know, to set up your store on Instagram. Or if you're on Facebook, you can sell. You guys know you can sell, put up your store on Facebook, and you can sell all kind of items on Facebook directly from your what? From your fan page, from your band page, from your music band page. You can do that. Yeah, baby, it's goodness. You sure can. And then once you have your merchandise, or if it's taking you a little bit of time to get your merchandise on your page, on your Instagram page, or your Facebook page, or your website. Now listen, with Facebook, you can incorporate items from Amazon and put it on your page. Yeah, you can. You can do that. You can totally do that. And if you are already in the business, if you've been in the music business for a while, listen, let me tell you something. I am about telling you guys how you can do this to get yourself going, right? So listen, let me tell you this. Of course, if you are a music influencer and you've been in the music business for a while, you can. There's a lot of different programs on Amazon. I'm telling you, you can cash in with the goodness on Amazon. Listen, don't let Amazon make all the money by themselves. You see it, some artists may not have the time to get on camera a few minutes a day to say what your favorite products are. And, of course, you could get on Amazon. You just go through the little thing. It only takes a few minutes to set it up. Okay, and then what you do, you're getting on camera and you're just telling your fan base or the audience the different items, your favorite items, just like Oprah's, her favorite things. You're doing the same thing on Amazon, and guess what? You're getting a commission check. You're getting a commission check from Amazon. You can sell your music that way. It's a second stream of income. I'm telling you, it's about the money, baby. It's about the money. We ain't trying to go broke up in here, and we ain't trying to go hungry up in here. All right, so I'm pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out here. Now, wait a minute. Hold on, I got something else. Wait a minute. Endless. Oh, I'm going so fast here. Listen, I got endless by Neon Black Dreams. Listen, this is a new one that they dropped. This is a new song that they dropped, and it's great. Y'all know I really love Neon Black Dreams. Okay, let me tell you something. Let's pop it. Come on, engineer, endlessly. Let's go. boom. That is Superlicious Good. Superlicious Good. You guys already know her voice is banging bad. It is awesome. That is Neon Black Dreams. Neon Black Dreams, they are the bomb. Yes, they are. Let me tell you something. They are super good. Also, now their EP, their single, this one you just heard, Endlessly, just dropped over 10,000 views. That is what I'm talking about. In a few weeks, do you hear what I'm saying up in here? I got some more music for you. Hollow Echoes, and this is Your Smell Was the Drug. That was Your Smell Was the Drug. Hollow Echoes. Listen, I am pretty much out of time, but I want to give you a little backstory on Neon Black Dreams. Let me tell you something. Their sound is nostalgia, and it reverberates. it anew. They continue to grow across all social media with their unique blend of influences, blending influences of Madison Beer, The Eurythmics, and John Carpenter. They have just finished their first full-length album, Kiss of the Universe. I love this, Kiss of the Universe. I love it. And then there goes those lips again. Okay, so Kids of the Universe, the story being two souls forever destined to find each other through multiple lifetimes and destinies. I love it. The debut album is set in the late 80s and details their thrilling and tragic story from Yara's point of view. While each song is meant to stand on its own, the experience takes the listeners through each chapter of their epic story, creating a soundtrack to a truly emotional experience. I love it. So listen, the band began during late 2020 as JJ searched for the perfect voice to tell the story. In early 2021, Yara joined the band and the future was set. Y'all hear them vocals. Y'all hear them vocals. I'm telling you, baby. Listen, came from wildly different musical backgrounds. Goodness gracious, what music that combines pop, post-rock with R&B infused vocals to create another dimension of sound. The band does not accept musical genre limits, but rather appears the power and feeling of the songs to dictate the sound. JJ brings his love of film scores and sync pioneers to try and capture the raw emotion of the characters and story. Let me tell you something. I want to say this. I'm pretty much out of time. I want to say this to all of the artists, Neon Black Dreams, Hollow Echoes, and JJ. You know, when I give out different ideas as far as merchandising, you know, it is up to you to try it or not. If something grabs you, run for it. Run for it. Grab it and go for it. So and I'm saying it because with Neon Black Dreams, with their Kiss of the Universe, I'm telling you, it's just so many things just pop in, what they can do as far as merchandising. It's just ideas, and whichever one resonates with you, Neon Black Dreams, go for it. Grab it and go for it. So if the Kiss of the Pink Lips doesn't resonate, there's a lot of things, because your band is Neon Black Dreams. You got Kiss of the Universe, and it's like a lot of different items that you can do and put up as merchandise on your website to bring in that extra stream of income. So listen, as far as merchandising, you can go with the martini glass. And so with you, it's all things edible, because it's Kiss of the Universe, and it's just like items, martini glass. You can go with the ice cream. I mean, it's a lot of things. Spoons. You know, I used to be a person that loved to collect spoons. I really do. I collect a lot of different spoons. Now, this is probably going to sound crazy, but you can really do it. You can really do it if it resonates with you. Neon Black Dreams, you can do spoons as a merch. Of course, I ain't talking about no plastic spoon. Listen, what you do, you get a different type of metal or whatever type of metal you want to use for your spoon. You have your spoon created, and it ain't got to be plastic. If you decided to go on the lower end and do plastic, of course, you're going to do a lot of different colors. You're going to jazz it up. And inside of the spoon, you're going to write NBD, because it's about taking an item and creating merchandise. It's about creating something for your fans to treasure for a lifetime. Boom, boom, bada, bada, boom. And that's what it's all about. So listen, when you hear an item that's something that you use every day, like a spoon, we're not just talking about a spoon. We're talking about you taking that item and you're jazzing it up as your merchandise with your signature, NBD. Jazzing it up with H-E, Hollow Echoes. You're jazzing it up with JJ, right? And using whatever your band colors are, you're using that color, those colors, using whatever font you want to use to do your little signature, bam, you got something for your fans. It's all about giving to your fan base, because you're connecting with your fan base with the music, but you want to be able to give them options and choices. What does that do? It creates millionaire music, baby. Boom, bada, bada, boom. And listen, let me tell you, the course is up for millionaire music on the website. And it's about, let me say this too, it's about communication. Now, if you do visit the website and you check out the lesson plan on millionaire music, it's talking about communication. Let me tell you what that's all about. You guys, communication is huge, okay, because if you're going beyond the scope of just music, you got to be able to go into the boardroom and do what? You got to communicate what you're working on. If you're going to do contracts, and believe me, it's going to happen. So listen, if you get a placement with NBC, or if you get a placement with Fox for a soundtrack, you got to go into the boardroom and explain and negotiate your contract, unless you got somebody else that's going to do that. But you want to be able to do that for yourself, because what if your manager is negotiating something that you're not quietly in line with? You want to be sitting there, and you will be sitting there with the manager, and you got to be able to communicate what you want from the other end, okay? And so contract is a meeting of the minds, okay? And so you got to be able to explain what you want, what you're going to get, and before you're signing on that dotted line, baby. Listen, and it's all real. It's not something that's made up. Independent artists are dealing with NBC. They're doing placements. They're doing voiceover. So you got to be ready with your what? Communication. And so listen, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. All right, now, see you later on the flip side. In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.